As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to another great educator, Dr. Jim Hanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing fine. I think your checks, you better have a check in the mail to Kevin for what he just said. No, I'm just teasing you.
We appreciate your call.
So how are things?
Hey, no problem.
How are things where you're at?
Sunshiny and calm right now. I'm in Florida right now.
Yeah, I know you are. So, thanks. So, when you decide to come back, what stuff are you going to have to go through for protocols?
The mask is still there. So mm-hmm. I don't know that what we currently do will change a great deal. I mean, we're still doing the check with students each morning. We appreciate when parents screen them before they come in. That alleviates a lot of burden on us. And hopefully, being out a week helps. I think being out for 1 week helped. And then we were back for a week. Now we're out for another week with fall break. So I'm hoping that we'll have a steady stretch.
So I take it you've been fairly happy with the way things have been going so far for this year. We got 9 weeks in already, so.
Yeah, we've got the first 9 weeks done. 8 of those 9 weeks we were in face-to-face, which I think is a heck of an accomplishment. And it's still, we're not out of the woods yet by any means. Fountain Central was in our tournament. They had dropped out. The sectional, we are hosting a sectional again this evening. We're not in it, but we're hosting it. So that's sad for those girls that are participating in that. And there's other schools out there in the same boat, too. So definitely we're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, Central Catholic couldn't participate. West Lafayette couldn't participate. Yeah, there's at least those two. I know for sure they couldn't participate in volleyball action. So it's just kind of the way
it would have been better for a draw. If it had been better for a draw, it was a little better, and we would have played later games. Depends on the draw, I guess.
It does. It does. So you guys go back to school on Monday, right?
Yes, we do.
So
hard at it for hopefully another 9 weeks.
Yeah. Now you stay there till Thanksgiving, I think.
Yes, we have 2 days off at Thanksgiving, and then the next go-around is the winter break at Christmas.
So, but, considering I think correct me if I'm wrong, but has every school been out at least a week at one time, or is Prairie the only one that hasn't been out?
I don't know that Prairie has been out. I know they
don't think they have
had
been.
Some of the same issues we had, but I don't think they were out.
But everybody else has been out in this area.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's still a far cry.
Go ahead, Ken.
I was going to say that's probably a far cry from what we were originally led to believe what we might have.
Right, and I know that when Clinton Central came back, they came back at a hybrid schedule, and that, I think, is resolved, and they're back on a regular schedule now. I'm not positive of that, but I know that, like Tippecanoe Schools, I think they're still on somewhat of a hybrid schedule. But the benefit to us being face-to-face is tremendous. I think it's a really struggle. And, for example, that week that we were out, we had tailgaters in the parking lot every day doing their coursework. Mm. And then on the Friday of the week, they cooked out for the staff. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was. That's something, a very unexpected pleasure from everything.
Right, right.
So are you going to have...
The first day was beautiful. The next couple of days for him was a little cold. But other than that...
You guys going to have a regular schedule face-to-face, or you going to do a hybrid when you get back on Monday?
Oh, back on Monday, we're back face-to-face. This last week, we were face-to-face. I looked at our numbers before we were out. We were in the 50 range, which seemed to be trending at points. I mean, we've been down in the 20s before, but 50 is not unusual. When you get contact tracing and the siblings and those other folks. So we've done well as far as since school started and actually been in the door. We've had a total of 4, but the one at the very beginning, my elementary principal doesn't count because she was never there, but she was there on my count. So 2 at the very beginning and then 2 here recently, and so far we're doing well. My concern is as we go back and people spend all over the country, what will that bring?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people put too much concern or fear into where they're going and what they might bring back whenever they go.
Right, right. And it's pretty lax here. Depends on what restaurant you go in. And I think it's, whether it's a local one or a national chain as a requirement, what I found. As far as the mask goes, of course, the hotel, it's in the common area, it's masked, but out and about in the beach, you don't see any masks, which I wouldn't think you would. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about before you go?
Not that I know of.
Well, have fun then. It's gotten cold and rainy here right now, so.
I know. I'm headed back today, so I'm headed back to that. And actually, the good thing is, Ken, I looked at my watch and I go, wait a minute, they're an hour ahead. So I was going to call you an hour from now. Then I looked at my watch.
Yeah. So, okay, Jim, be safe on your travel back. Take care, and thanks.
All right.
Thanks for the time.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Hanna. That is the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 vision. All right.